And so you've got this book. Is it officially out now, Ben? Is the book out?
Yes, actually, it's been out for a couple months.
Oh, okay. Didn't realize that, because, I mean, obviously, I've got it. I'm looking at the front cover, which is pretty catchy, because there's a big stomach on the front cover.
Well, and that's to try to kind of represent what we all see when we go out in public now. And, you know, it brought up the question to me, I mean, why are there so many fat people today versus, say, 20, 30 years ago? Mm-hmm. Because the standard reasons that were given of lack of exercise and poor diet, I just don't think they add up, because I lived in the 70s and there were just as many McDonald's and Burger Kings on the corner and people were drinking just as much beer and there weren't all these fat people. So I started looking at the evidence, and the biggest thing I came up with is that there weren't people using four or five prescription medications that each cause weight gain, you know, back in the 70s. And I think that's a major reason for why there's so many people that are fat.
Now, you have you own a health food store? Do you own a chain of them?
No, I just have one small little health food store.
Okay, you have a health food store, and obviously people are coming in there. And what are you getting from people coming into your store?
Has it
motivated you to get this thing going?
Well, I'll tell you, a lot of what's in the book came out of conversations with customers, and I'll tell you, women especially would come into the store, and they would be frustrated because they're going to a gym 5-6 days a week, they've tried to improve their diet, and they're not losing any weight, which didn't make sense to me either, because I've worked out my whole life, and you can see the picture on the back cover, I'm pretty lean. So I would start talking to these women, and I'd ask them, you know, about their lifestyle, and they say, oh, well, you know, I am taking, you know, this antidepressant, and I'm taking this birth control medication. And so, you know, I got out a physician's desk reference one day, and just to look, and sure enough, weight gain is a side effect for those kind of drugs. And then I would start, again, talking to these people, and they would say, you know, I didn't really start gaining all this weight until I started taking this drug. So that's kind of where a lot of this came from, is conversations that I had with just average people that were coming into my little store here.
Yeah, and that's interesting, because when you go to your doctor and your doctor prescribes something, you don't necessarily always get from your doctor what may happen to you. You know what I mean? In other words, trying to solve a problem, in my opinion.
Well,
go along those lines, talking about doctors who go with their compatriots in the medical profession or reading medical journals or whatever.
Well, I don't even know if most doctors have time to read the journals. And to be honest, I mean, they spend about 10 minutes with people. They don't have time to go through all the side effects. I know when people go and buy or get their prescription filled that they're supposed to receive, you know, a list of side effects. But who actually reads that? And you know, what I wonder is how many of these people, if the doctor actually said, okay, I'm going to put you on Lipitor, but it's going to make you gain 50 pounds. You know, how many people would actually go ahead and take that drug? Wouldn't they instead say, well, wait a minute. You know, how much is that going to improve my health? Isn't there another way I can get my cholesterol down? At that point, the doctor might say, oh, yeah, actually, you can exercise, or maybe you can use a natural product that will lower your cholesterol. And that's really the message I'm trying to get out, is that people need to take control of their own health and not just blindly trust the doctors and say, look, you know, what's going to be best for me? Is this drug you're going to put me on going to make me gain weight?
Right. I like what you say in the introduction as far as that you do have to take control. You can't depend on the government to do it. You have to do it. And what I also like is you have a lot of references, and you also are, you have a whole big long list of where to contact members of Congress and each state and how to get a hold of them. Make it really easy for people to do that as well.
Well, and I did that because, you know, there's just no question that these big companies are making a ton of money because people are overweight. You look at the health problems like diabetes, like high cholesterol, like high blood pressure, is all caused because of people being overweight. The only question that comes up, is it intentional? That's where I get in the book to the federal weight loss ban. And I say a federal weight loss because it was only weight loss products that were banned. And so, you know, that proves to me that they really don't want people to lose weight, because here was a viable natural product to help millions of people to lose weight, and just because of politics, no real evidence that it was dangerous to anybody, they pulled it off the market. And the proof that it's not dangerous is that not all the ephedra products were removed from the market. All these cold and flu medications contain ephedra by the FDA's own definition, and yet it's okay to take them for cold and flu, but yet you're not supposed to take these products for weight loss? I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, interesting. I read that in your book. I hadn't realized that until you sort of laid it all out there. You can actually look at the labels in your book and get all this information, so that's a pretty good thing right there.
Well, and I tried to make the evidence as simple as possible so that, you know, don't take my word for it. you know, look at the evidence, look at the research, and you can go into any drug or grocery store and read the labels like you're saying, and you know, decide for yourself.
Right. Well, we don't want to give too much away, but the name of the book is Why is America So Fat? Ben Kennedy, it's RLK Press, and is it everywhere? Is the book everywhere right now?
It's available at just about any bookstore. You may have to ask at some locations, but online is the best place to get it. You can get it at Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com. The best deal is at my own website, whyisamericasofat.com. If your listeners will just type in vitamin in the coupon code, they'll get a free multivitamin in addition to the book.
Oh, great. I like that. That's great.
Well, I'm trying to make people as healthy as I can.
Well, you know, I appreciate what you're doing. Thank you for talking to us and for writing the book, and I hope that it has an impact on some people. And I recently took a vacation, went to Virginia Beach, and it really struck me how many people I saw on the beach that were just really not just a little bit overweight, but a lot overweight. It was a little scary.
Well, and again, that's kind of why I wrote the book, because I'm seeing the same thing, and I think everybody is, and it's time to, you know, quit trying to rely on these pat answers of, you know, poor diet and lack of exercise, because it just doesn't explain. Hey, I really appreciate being on your show.
Hey, thanks, Ben. Good luck with everything, and so when you become a famous writer, you're going to give up your health story, or you're going to hang on to it?
This is a way of life for me, so believe me, the little health food store, I think I'll always have, if nothing else, it's just a place where I have to get my own supplements.
That's exactly right. There you go. All right, Ben, thanks very much. We appreciate talking to you.
Thanks again.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.